Now this is the second movement.
Good evening.
Hi.
How are you all doing, all right?
Yeah. Cool.
I think they're preparing the joists underneath for the plumbing, the copper piping that's coming for the heating. And that's sort of something that they're putting in, mainly over the surface. But just at that point there, it cuts around the corner from the bathroom cubicles. And there's a water filter there as well. And I think that appears to be what they're doing. And in fact, on Monday, they've got 56 bags of much sought-after lime plaster that's going like gold prices on the black market. Anyway, they've sourced 56 bags of that, and they've got a team of plasterers coming on Monday to do the huge S14, as it's named or numbered, room. And there's a massive ceiling in there, a huge expanse. It'll be like some sort of Italian restoration project or something.
Be a milk shop. Yeah. I think it's been closed a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, I think these big places take over everything, and they took over everything. They don't give anybody else a chance.
Yeah.
They even do banks and God knows what now, don't they? Cool. Don't give anybody, you know, a chance, do they?
Okay, I've ran the Mulberry Tree Cafe since September 2015, so a very quick 5 years seems to have flown by. I actually lived in the St. David's area, just opposite the cafe, way back in 2006-2007, so if only I'd known all those years later I'd be running the cafe I lived opposite to. We provide the community centre and the area of St. David's with a kind of social hub, really. So a lot of our regular customers, it's kind of their only time to come and have a cup of tea and chat to us. So I've always kind of found joy in that, seeing our regular customers every day. So going through a lockdown was quite hard, knowing that for 4 or 5 months they couldn't come out. And we had this one lovely regular customer called John, who was quite elderly and had a mobility scooter. And he used to come in every day for a black Americano, and we used to look after him. And occasionally his social workers and carers would go to his house and he wouldn't be there. And they knew exactly where to find him. He'd be on the sofa of the Mulberry Tree Cafe enjoying his Americano. But I do remember a couple of occasions that were quite funny with John, where once he stood up proudly to get his walking stick and come and settle up his bill, and his trousers fell down. So he stood in the middle of the cafe in his boxer shorts. So Lucy, my cafe assistant, had to run over and pull his trousers up, and we had to make him a cling film belt so it didn't happen on his way home. So that was quite a fond memory. Also was once where he arrived quite enthusiastically to the cafe on his mobility scooter and came crashing through the door, sort of put a massive dent in the wall and a bit of a panic face on him. I think he stayed for 2 coffees after that. So quite a few fond memories of John, and sadly we haven't seen him since the beginning of lockdown, so we do hope he's doing all right.
We're all humans on earth, no matter the place of birth. We're all humans on earth, no matter the place of birth. We love life and peace. We love life and peace. We love
when we first moved here, which, well, if I've been gone for 23 years, it must be 30 years ago that I moved in here, there was a wonderful little dairy just adjacent to where the model railway used to be on this side of the road. That was the most wonderful little dairy run by, there was 2 old men, one of whom was called Len. Can't remember the other guy's name, Tim might remember. And this wonderful old-fashioned dairy. I don't quite know what happened to those guys. I don't know whether they got too old or one died. I don't remember. But anyway, that folded and became the Model Railway shop.
Lands that shine, burning red, dreams of you all through my head. Oh. my money, took my car, started telling her friend she's gonna be a star. I don't know, but I've been told a big leg woman ain't got no soul.
I am a great believer of exercise, doing exercise outdoors, fresh air, moving around, you know, like going for a walk, doing some stretchings, using the bicycle. Even people who doesn't feel very well, you know, because they are sad or maybe some pain in something, just go out, fresh air, or swim in the sea. My God, that's the best. Well, if it's warm, actually. Sometimes people, they think that going to the doctor is going to be the solution, you know, having pills, taking pills or something. But sometimes going out, fresh air, going for a walk. I went for a walk the other day after work, 3 hours. 3 hours. Do you see, because coming back with the coronavirus and all of this, it's a lot of information, a lot of things to do, so we are very busy. So I thought, oh, I need just to, you know, to relax. And I went to the river, oh, beautiful river, and to the canal, and 3 hours, and then I slept so well. So just to say to people, go out, do some exercise, anything. Windsurf. I'm doing windsurf now. I'm a beginner, which is crazy, and I'm loving it.
The Vich Lamppost Trail started off its history 6 years ago when a local resident in St. David's found two council employees cutting down the lamppost outside her house, Victorian cast iron lamppost. This incensed her, because apparently it was cheaper to cut down the old one and put up a new one rather than repair. So this amazing lady called Christine managed to raise some funds. She found a botanical artist, because she by then had the great idea of linking this celebration of Victorian engineering work in Exeter with another great employer and amazing firm in Exeter, the Veitch Nurseries and Plant Hunters. So Christine found a botanical illustrator called Kate Wilson, who then selected out of the vast number of plants that the Veitch family and concern brought into the UK, she selected a number of climbing plants to illustrate on the lampposts. So a trail of lampposts around St. David's was selected. There were a base coat of green was put on them, and then the artist went to work. And when she was in Velwell Road, sketching out one of the paintings, one of the extended residents of the road rang the police and said, "Somebody is painting on our lampposts." So two police officers turned up in the car. Kate explained to them what she was doing, and they said it was the best graffiti they'd ever seen.
Looking after the children and putting them to bed, and became a house mother. And I was also a house mother out at Countess Weir. That involved getting children up in the morning, getting them, making sure they were dressed, got them to breakfast, and then getting them ready to go to school. Just like being at home, as mum would get you ready for school and make sure you had everything. Then we would probably have a few hours off during the day and then have to be back in the evenings to bath and put children to bed. That was really good, and we had lots of fun. I worked with the junior, the smallest of children. Beginning of school term could be very heartbreaking when you could see children coming into school at the age of five and being left, and mum and dad going away and leaving them. Back in those days, children weren't explained to them why and what was going to happen to them, and suddenly they're left in this big building with lots of other children, and you did your best to make them feel at home and play with them and things.
You like this kind of stuff? Yeah. It's cool.
Children, I think, got over it maybe a bit sooner than mums and dads. Must have been a terrible wrench.
He was a loud mouth crowd puller from the South Goddess. On the underground, scrutinized and criticized by a crowd that hates rap. But he's so proud, does it his own style. Open mic sessions from Devon to London. He was killing them with their guitars and drums. All he wanted was a mic and a CD packed with weak beats. But the sound of his voice wild like wild, this boy can make hits. Spits it till the haters jump off their seats. I watch from the crowd, surround speakers blowing out. Inspired by the lady's shout and the millions of pounds that lay ahead. When the clouds or heavy rain disperse, 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 he said, he said. Let the music move your world round and round. Let that thumping instrument move your world round and round. Pare, from teen hood into the motlapa. Kasiba mitsika bo papa. The king ya spraga. Mese ba moswaka. At 22, one to paper di gata. Khien maka. Hobala bala, le bala. Delighty wai baka. I'm a mother, love a son. Ain't no cock saka son. Kateki sata, let's just black a son. From Mese ba baswaka. Baswaka. Wadala. Ain't nothing for mahala. Wahola, the bona, who bona, who bona, who bona, who bona, Morako, Otahola, Mukuta, Wadi Ranta, Wadi Ranta, Mukuta, Wadi Ranta. Okra, Anagiri Vare, Mesebar and Abare, Leveyare Ekene, Leveyare Ekene, Anagiri Vare, Mesebar and Abare, Leveyare Ekene, Leveyare Ekene. Remember in my younger days, cats used to dish my facts. The guys never fought my man. I was young, gifted, they said my rhymes was whack. I needed a bag of green for some motivation, rap elevation. Was living on crack, maybe, and that was right. Living on crack made me an average rag. And to my folks, I was a pain in the neck. And maybe I am a little mad, but it's sad. Boy, could have done me up so bad. I live unhappy while all the fools and hoes are glad that everything that I dream I never get. Yet I ain't gonna beg, though I'm on the wrong track. After this one, there will be no turning back. Bugs, you won't be sipping Jack Daniels on a daily basis, it ain't even the brag. Life is too much of a drag when you're wearing these shoes. These shoes. Aba bona mo ke kuru abi fide vile abi yo mo seta. Aya mola aya we pare ke molo yi lo yi. How wale si ke la revele sabon kono barona ke ra reza bara tete. Ke ba li mu barona. How wale si ke la revele sabon kono barona ke ra reza bara.
Yeah, I should do.
You just had the second movement.